When you listen to your favorite pop artists today, acts such as Whitney Houston, Boyz II Men, and many, many others, in a sense you're listening to the great gospel groups of the past. Such was their influence. Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the Paul Simon classic, was inspired by an ad-lib from the great Claude Jeter when he sang, "I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name." From Sam Cooke to Wilson Pickett, The Temptations to Aretha Franklin, and 100 more, the great gospel groups of yesterday are still alive and singing in the music of today.
Right now, you're going to be graced with the sounds of the Soul Stirrers.
Somebody knows when I've been tempted. Nobody cares when things go wrong. Somebody's love is there to guide you and make your soul strong. But oh Lord, Lord, I have a friend, and he's above all others. His love is far beyond the brother. Eternal life is yours just to know him. The Savior's divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I cannot tell all of my God's love for me. But I only know it cannot be measured. It's deeper than. I believe that Lord, you know, he alone can know my sadness. My God alone, you can always bring me gladness. I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with joy. Because I know him, the Savior's divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I don't know how much the Lord loved me, but this is one thing. I only know that it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Wave your hands for him. Lord, and I, you alone can know my sadness. My God. I'm filled with joy, I'm filled with joy, joy, because I know him, the Savior's divine, a friend of mine.
We're going to continue with some more music from the Swanee Quintet, folks.
There is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know so there is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know, so glad, so glad I know that Jesus died for me. He will keep you.
He will keep you.
Never leave you.
Never leave you.
Sanctify you. I let my light show. Everywhere I go, people will always know. You know what? That I'm there. So. Have God been good to you? Have God been good to you?
me see you raise your hand and give God a praise today. Come on. You got a tap?
Thank you, Jesus.
He died one day that we all may live. He died that we all may have a right to the seat of
God.
I want to give him the praise and the glory today. Thank you, Jesus.
So
so glad,
so glad.
Ah, I put these.
So glad.
You've been so good to me, Jesus.
So glad.
Yes, you have.
So glad.
Hey, hey,
ah. So glad.
Thank you, Jesus.
Without your support, your visibility, we would do it anyway, but it's better when we got somebody to feed it to and let it be fed back to us, because that's what makes it work. When you throw out the spirit and the spirit comes back, yes, put a little tingle in your feet, put your hand over there, there you go, thank you.
Oh, baby, I know
that felt good, didn't it? They lift your burdens, lift your cares, lift your woes, satisfy your soul.
Well, well, go through it, brother.
Let me get everybody stand on your feet a little while. Come on and stand on your feet and put your hands together with us a little while. Well, 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 well. Every night before I sleep, oh Lord, to the Lord above I pray, oh yeah. Lie down before I wake, oh yeah. Pray to God my soul is saved, yes I do. Bless my mom and my dad.
Bless my mom and my dad.
All of my sisters and brothers too. Yeah, let me hear you say yeah, oh yeah. Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the one that's on the welfare.
Bless the ones on the welfare.
Bless the one that's found in jail.
Bless the one found in jail.
Nobody down.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, if you will, Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers.
God has been especially good to me. Well, I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see him. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the Clouds of Joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. There was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? The arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the Mighty Clouds of Joy. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life? If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches. And there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't it make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine wherever you may see me. I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. I feel we're always gonna be up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while.
Rock and roll artists owe more than a little of their success to gospel singers who walked the road before them. Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and one of the biggest, Elvis Presley, who was often called the king of rock and roll. We know that ain't true, but the deal was that's the way it went down. Now, they were heavily influenced by the gospel chorus that they grew up listening to on WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. From early on, gospel music has been woven through the fabric of all forms of music that we know and love today.
Oh Lord, time is going out. When I'm a priest, my man's prophesied. Lord, if I Angelina.
Who don't know Jesus, my Father, time has come. I will leave my early home, ran down around Cassidy High, and on it up, about to die. I'm not worried, I'm not afraid. I know you do, Jesus. And when you say, you promise me, Lord, if I do right, you would stay with me day and night. I work hard for you, Jesus. Don't leave me out.
Come on.
Heaven's on the Father, heaven's on the Son. Gonna hear His voice, the servant of God, well done. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Sit down, servant, sit down, sit down. Rest a while, I know you're tired. You tired, had a hard time coming to through the hills. You made it all right, you made it all right.
It wasn't long before the best of what gospel had to offer was updated to meet the demands of the secular side of the music world. Visionaries such as Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records, was one of the first to borrow the soulful harmonies of the gospel quartets. He rearranged them to a modern feel and dominated the recording industry with hit after hit on his artists. Many came over from the gospel field to sign on his label and were tremendously successful.
Come out, bro. This is my baby brother, and he's going to sing for you now my favorite song. Put it all in God's hand. Y'all pray with us. Put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand. The burden I could not bear, put it all in His hand. Listen.
So I was standing at the crossroads when I did not know which way to turn. But you know what, just
I put it on.
Put it on.
Put it in.
Yes, I did. Listen. I put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand. The problem I could not solve. Oh, I said, Lord, Lord, it's too hard. When I could not do things on my own, Jesus gave me the strength and courage to carry on. And it's all because
I put it on.
I put it in. I wonder if anybody in this building ever been sick. You can be a witness when I say this. The pain, the pain. Lord have mercy. I saw in our turn. Sometimes, Lord, all night long, I put it all in God's hands. Church, I put it on in His hands. And tonight I can tear the world. Stretch out your hand.
Put it
in. Oh, whoa. Won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on. Oh. I know it leads you. I know it's getting late, and it's time to go home. But I need somebody in this village to know that you know that you know that you know that God will make a way for you. If you know God will make a way for you, I just want you just to wave your hand. I remember what my granddaddy told me when I first found the Lord. He said, no, I'm troubling the world. Gonna get hard sometimes. He said, but when it gets too hard for man, it's just right for God. Am I right about it? Isn't anybody in here ever been sick? Seems like the more medicine you take, the more you hurt. Got all on your knees and call on Jesus. Won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? If you know He'll make a way, let me see you right on your knees right now. Tell Him, praise Him. Tell Him, praise Him.
The influence of the early gospel groups wasn't just borrowed by the greats of pop, blues, and rock and roll. Many of today's contemporary Christian artists are living testament to the impact that gospel quartets made on all types of music. Listen to the artists such as Andre Crouch. The roots of gospel music are evident from his harmonies and his soulful delivery of a sermon wrapped in a beautiful melody. Other contemporaries such as the brother and sister duo B.B. and C.C. Winan, as well as Kurt Franklin, keep up with their early predecessors, but with a modern feel.
Can I get you to help me say Jesus?
Jesus.
Can I hear you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Well, I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I found out that there's power.
Power.
Have I got a witness on that tonight?
Yeah.
In that name.
Yeah.
There is joy.
Joy.
In that name,
yeah.
There's peace.
Peace.
In that name,
yeah.
And I can go back and do an old song for you and tell y'all what it did for me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what it did for me?
Well,
can I tell you what it did for me?
Yeah.
This is what it did.
He keeps me up,
and he turns me around.
Oh,
After reaching its peak in the mid-1950s, the winds of change began to affect many of the gospel quartets of the time. More emphasis were being placed on the instrumentation, while the powerful vocals, once the backbone of the gospel quartet, began to take a backseat to the driving beat. Many groups came off the road after their heyday. Many adapted to the change. Many new groups answered the call. The gospel quartet wasn't lost. It was merely growing in a new direction. Many new groups were able to carry the torch respectably and build upon what those early pioneers had carved out of love, necessity, and their undying spirit.
Troy Raymond and the Soul Searchers. Yes.
Do you know how to lean on it? Do you mean it? Stand on your feet. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! I told y'all to stop back there. Something wrong with them, y'all. They just won't stop. Can I get a witness? Do y'all know how to lean? Put your hands in there. Go down on your knees, the Lord have mercy, please.
Right now, we're going to bring Tommy Ellison as he does the performance. So, Tommy.
All right, Tommy.
Just like my song.
But first, I want to ask you all, do you feel all right out there? Joe, you know what?
What's that, Tommy?
I was taught to respect all ladies.
Yeah.
But it's one thing about a special kind of lady, Nashville, Tennessee. I just can't help myself. You know who that is. You might see her walking down the street. That Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She's only out there to make ends meet. That Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She's not the kind that will treat you wrong. She's the kind that will treat you right. And every time she touches something, you can always see the light shining through that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about that Christian lady.
That Christian
but here's
lady.
Another thing. Oh, though her husband may be gone, that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
She becomes a mother and a father. Of a home, that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not the kind, brother, that will treat you wrong. She's the kind that will treat you right. And every time she touches something, you can always see the light shining. Talking about that Christian lady.
That Christian lady. Lady. That Christian lady.
She said, I'm always going to keep food on my children's table.
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about a hard-working lady.
That Christian lady.
She will make some deserving man. A real good wife. Lord have mercy. I'm talking about a Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
Oh, that Christian, Christian lady.
That Christian
lady. Oh, that Christian lady.
That Christian lady.
I wish I had somebody to help.
There it comes. That Christian lady.
Lou, would you help me?
That Christian lady.
I'm talking about a Christian lady.
We hope you've been lifted this evening. We hope the Spirit of God has touched you tonight. You have had some of the best of the best. We want to thank you for joining us to give praises to God Almighty. And this is just the beginning. It ain't over yet. There's more to come. So we're going to say right now, God love you, God bless you. You take care. We'll be back and catch you.
sitting here thinking about where I am now and I'm where I'm supposed to be in the middle of His will. I believe some people try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny.
Just for me. knows what to do. Hey, Lord. And she got it whenever. If you sit down on it. Come on, Jesus. Yeah, you okay. You all right. I know that Jesus. Officer, do you mind if I give one lady a flower? If I give one a rose? If I could just touch your hand today. Somebody that know that Jesus will fix it. Jesus. Okay, here you go. Oh, you got it? All right, you got it. She ain't gonna hurt nothing, officer. She cool. She's cool.
Yeah!
Let me, wait a minute. Don't take that groove away from me, baby. Sing with me. Come on. Thank you.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Teach it, brother.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's right.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talk about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right. That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Right. Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I made a vow to the Lord. Yes, I did. Is that all right, church?
Rob. come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a way. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said my father had two mules and he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, and a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look for one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it.
I'm restrooms and fight with us. His now and forevermore.
still with. Now, we used to sing this song, and a lot of people used to like it, and every time somebody that like it real good get a chance, they ease up to me and say, why don't y'all sing that song about something about the king? Walk with the king. Talk with the king. Somebody said, I'm walking. We gonna do a little, see you like it. I've been walking, walking with my king. Keep talking, yeah. Talking with the king. I've been walking, walking with my king.
Change.
Butterfly.
I'm living this life day by day. Oh, yes, ma'am. And I'm trusting in Jesus every step of the way. Through the good times, through the bad times, He'll never leave me. Christ is good to me. Yes, Christ, hallelujah, so good, so good to me. He hung, bled, and died on Calvary. He's saved my soul. Yes, He did. And set my soul free. Yes, Christ is good. Yes, sir, He's good.
Thirsty, if you don't mind,
yeah,
let us take that
time. Oh, you're good to me.
For somebody that don't believe that Jesus is good, let me tell you,
yeah,
He healed my body. And He saved my soul. And I just want to tell you that Jesus want to do the same thing. He want to do it for you. But somebody been grieving all week long. But I want to let you know, He won't put no more on you than you ever. Way out of no way. Jesus is my only friend. And I want to tell you, I'm glad today. If you don't believe He's good to you, let me tell you how I know He's good. I'm going to the Bible right now, and the Bible simply tells me that you know I won't. Through the valley of the shadow of death, I still know evil, because I know Jesus is standing right here with me. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I can help somebody that wanna be helped, but you gotta realize that you gotta know right now that Christ, He wanna be your friend. He wanna stand by you to the very end, but you gotta let Him. You gotta let. Me. Oh,
cause you've been good to me.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Good morning to you. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Thank you so much for joining True Community Church for our worship service. I'm Pastor Wilson, and we're so glad you decided to come this way. Today we're going to John the 6th chapter and the 63rd verse. Let's pray God's blessing over everyone. You know, it's another day's journey. And I don't know about you, but I'm still glad about it. Amen. Because it certainly could have been another way. Not out of our goodness, but certainly out of the mercies and grace of Almighty God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, we come now in the name of your Son, Jesus, humbly submitting ourselves to the mercies of God. We want to say thank you. Thank you, kind Father, for what you've already done. Thank you, kind Father, for you've been so good to us, better to us than we even sometimes even be to our own selves. We say thank you. We are praying, Lord, for forgiveness of our sins, creating us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us. Our Heavenly Father, we invoke your Holy Spirit to come now, Heavenly Dove, rest, rule, and abide. Lead this service. Guide this service. Have thine way, O Lord. Speak through your vessel for the words you have for your people to say. Hide me behind the cross. Holy Spirit, go in front of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today we're going to John the 6th chapter and the 63rd verse, John 6 and 63. John 6, 63. And it says, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words have spoken to you. They are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. Just like still in church. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. And the 65th verse, he went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them. Looking back over that, look at what it says in the 63rd verse. It says that the words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit of life. I want to use for a subject, speak the Word of God for life. Speak the Word of God for life. The centurion, remember him, the centurion, he was over 100 soldiers. Century means 100. The centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. He believed that centurion leader, military leader, believed so much. He said, Rabbi Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. I believe so much, you can just speak the word from where you are. You will be healed. And that's the way we're supposed to be at this point. Be able to talk on the telephone, pray for people on the phone, pray for people. They can be across the world, across the country, and they can be healed and delivered just from speaking the word of God, because the word of God is life. When Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus stood outside and Jesus spoke and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out of the tomb alive from the spoken word of God. And as you can immediately see, words do matter. Imagine the word, call those things which are not as though they were. That's Romans the 4th chapter 17th verse. So don't talk yourself out of a blessing. Too many times we talk ourselves out of a blessing. To pray one thing and talk yourself right out of believing it. Watch what you speak, because words do have power. If you can dream it, or if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. But you have to speak the word. Is it healing you need? Come on, speak the word. Speak the word over your life. Speak healing over your life, over your body. Is it unity in your family? speak the word. Don't speak division. You speak togetherness. Speak unity. Speak on one accord. Do you need unity in your church? Then you need to speak the word. Said this church is coming back together. This church is going to touch and agree. Church is going to get on one accord. Hallelujah. This church is going to come back and stand on the rock. Hallelujah. On the rock. Jesus said he'll build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't say it won't come up against it, but guess what? It won't win. The church shall stand. Speak the word. Speak the word over your house. Is it a house you want? What is it? What kind of house? Speak it. A job? What is the job? Stop talking about you're not qualified and they probably won't hire you in. Stop doing that and speak the word of life over it. Is it a business? Speak the word. Is it a car you want? Speak the word of God and speak life. If you want your children to do better and to be successful, then you need to stop speaking negative and curse words over them. Stop calling them all kind of names and telling them they ain't good for this and that they just like the no good father and all this kind of stuff. Stop speaking that. Speak the word of God and speak the word of life over them right now. And God has been trying to get you to understand that when you let go of what you see, he'll let go of what you cannot see and open the windows of heaven. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. And if you want to be saved, speak salvation. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You're going to have to speak it. You're going to have to believe in your heart. If you have some kind of condition where you can't audibly talk, then you speak it through your heart. Speak it through your spirit. And amen. And God will hear it and recognize it. Why? Because he's a spirit, and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, there's a lot of church folk who say Jesus is Savior, but they won't let him be their Lord. They won't let him be the Lord over their life. They won't let him be the Lord over their mind, over their relationships. They won't let him be the Lord over their body. Nope, they ain't gonna let Jesus be the Lord over what some medical science said. They won't let him be the Lord over their body. He needs to be the Lord of your mind, body, and soul. Not just your Savior, but he said what? Lord and Savior. Now, would you accept and put Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Why don't you do it right now? Now, don't wait until altar call. Do it right now. Speak the word right now. Say, Jesus, I believe. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you came and walked this earth. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you arose again and you're now sent back into heaven. I believe that you're the God that came here in a physical body. I accept you now as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, create in me a clean heart, and renew the right spirit in me. I believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You saved now. You spoke the words of salvation. Tell God, thank you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. You ought to be rejoicing with him. Amen. What you loose on earth, it said it'll loose up in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 You've now been like the rest of been adopted into the family of Almighty God. We are joint heirs now with the Son, Jesus. Whatever Jesus was inherited from his Father in heaven, we get it too. We are joint heirs. And whatever you ask now, you all you got to do is speak it in the name of Jesus, and you shall believe it. But there's a warning. Don't limit God by putting a time limitation on whatever you ask. And don't shrink your dream, enlarge your faith. Amen. Tell God, thank you. Now, do you just been saved? Amen. Now, do you want more after salvation? Because there is more. After this, he said, ask, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. That's what he told them. He told the disciples, said, stay in town just a little while longer, and you're going to get you some power. Amen. Do you want more? You want some power? Do you want what's after salvation? come on and get the Holy Ghost. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatever you speak on earth shall be spoken in heaven on your behalf. Believe the word. Faith is more than just believing that God can. Yes, a lot of people believe that God can, but what it is, they don't believe that God will do it for them. And especially right now. Now faith is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get distracted now by the pains of your yesterday. And now you need to focus on the joy of your today. Because right now, after you've been saved, you are now born again. Your spirit had a rebirth. Your spirit is now born again. And today is now the first day of the rest of your life. Tell God, thank you again. Hallelujah. And let the words work for you now. And let the words work for you. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Speak and you shall receive what you speak. Speak in faith and hear from heaven. Speak in the natural realm, because the brain is not connected to your spirit. Hallelujah. And many times we talk ourselves out of the blessings by putting faith into our intellect or into our knowledge. But the Bible said, lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Speak, hallelujah, in the spiritual realm. Did you hear what I said now? I said now, because the brain is not connected to your spirit. And so now you're going to have to tap into the spiritual man of the spiritual realm, or the spiritual man that's inside of you. Hallelujah. Let the word in your heart, and let the word and let the heart control the mind. And now speak to you. You got to speak to your spirit that's in you. Stop speaking to your brain or to your intellect. Stop speaking to your degrees and to your education. Now speak to you, because your spirit is the real you. Now speak to you through the word of God and speak life. For out of the mouth, the Bible says, the heart speaks. Now speak in life over your situation. Whatever it is, what it is you got going on that's bothering you, speak life over it. Speak life for this situation. You got a bad doctor's report, put the word of God on it. He said in Jeremiah, he said, now I knew you before your mother even knew you going to be existed. And the plans that I had for you were good and not to harm you. It was for you to have life. It was for you to be in good health and for you to prosper. So therefore, you need to speak life over that bad doctor's report. The doctor only told you what he saw in his intellect, but now you got to tap into the spiritual, and the spiritual will show you something maybe completely different, and you got to stand on the word of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Quote scriptures pertaining to that situation, and quote scriptures pertaining to the life and the power of that scripture. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. The spirit gives life. Tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Start speaking life over it. Now remember, God did not put that over you, talking about teaching you a lesson. God, then he just said in Jeremiah, he said the plans for you were not to harm you, not to hurt you. So it's not him that's doing it. He just told you he don't want to hurt you. He don't want to harm you. So who's doing it? He's called a devil. The devil is putting that on you. Now, you are already well, and the devil is trying to make you sick. It's not that you were sick and God trying to make you well. No, you was already well, and the devil trying to make you sick, even if it was from the beginning. When you come out, you're going to have to stand on the word of God, and somebody going to have to pray over you. Hallelujah. Touch. Hallelujah. Lay hands if they need to. Hallelujah. And some of us are still operating and living off of the prayers of our ancestors. Hallelujah. And the churches. Hallelujah. The devil trying to tear them up and tear them down, he can't do it. Why? Because of the word and prayers that were put over it. Those, that land and those churches and the spirit of those people, and it was put over a long time ago. That's why somebody spoke life. Somebody spoke the words of Almighty God on a rock. It'll build the church. Hallelujah. And the gates of the hell shall not win over it, shall not tear down. And we look in our scripture, verse 63 in our text. It said, the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words, somebody said the words I have spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who still do not believe. And then we look at it. In the beginning, you and I were not just spoken of, but were spoken to be. Amen. Back in Genesis, he said, let light be. Then he spoke us. Then in the image of God, he spoke man into being. Amen. Elohim said, let us make man in our image. And one day on the cross, hallelujah, the same John picked it up. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Why? Because the Word was God. Hallelujah. It was Jesus. It said Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Jesus. Hallelujah. It was Jesus. Hallelujah. It was with him because he was the Word. And one day, Word went to the cross. The same word spoke from a crucified cross. And this same word spoke, hallelujah, when they did all they could. And they did everything to mutilate his body. And after they did everything, pushed him in the side, that's where they messed up it. When they shed his blood, hallelujah, that blood came gushing and pouring out. And what they then knew was then, when he pleaded the blood of Jesus, when he applied the blood of Jesus, he was able then to say, it is finished. And Word, somebody said, Word, yes, right, Jesus went down into hell and spoke. That's right, he preached. He preached to the saints of old who had died way before he came to be the Savior, because everybody should at least have the right to hear the gospel, because the gospel is the good news. And so the Word went down to hell and spoke and preached to the saints of old who were there in holding. That's right. And the Word then spoke to the devil, and he told him to hand over them keys. Hallelujah. Because the mortgage is now paid in full. Hallelujah. And Jesus told him and said he just didn't make a payment on it. Hallelujah. He didn't ask for no payment arrangements, but he paid it in full for all of them that, and for those who are yet to come. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future. And when the devil was too slow to hand over and to move, Jesus snatched the keys of hell and death and arose, and words never stop working. Tell him thank you. And one day, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But the word of God said, his word shall continue to stand. Tell him thank you. And now when we look in our text, this sixth chapter of John, it is a very popular chapter in scriptures, for in John chapter 6 is where we read about Jesus was feeding the 5,000. You know the story. And it is the same chapter that Jesus walks on water. And now Jesus tells his disciples that he is the bread of life. Hallelujah. And now let's pick up the story of our text. And it actually picks up and starts in verse 25. Hallelujah. In verse 25 of John, it says here, when they found him on the other side of the lake, and they asked him, Rabbi, or Jesus, when did you get here? And they found him on the other side. And Jesus answered, verily, truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had been full and filled over there when it fed the 5,000. Stay with me now. Do not work for food, it says in the 27th chapter, 27th verse. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. Now, if you go after that food, once you eat it up and digest it, it's gone. But go after some food that's going to last forever. Hallelujah. Which the Son of Man shall give you, will give you for on him. On the Son of Man, on Jesus, God the Father has placed the seal of approval. Thank God. Hallelujah. And you still out there waiting on somebody to put the stamp of approval on you. Man can't approve of you, and stop looking to man to approve. The only thing he going to do is try to kill your spirit. But the 28th verse said, I got to go now. Then they asked them, what must we do to the works God requires? And Jesus come back and answer. They said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Tell him thank you again. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. Hallelujah. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy our pardon. And an empty grave, we talked about it other Sunday, empty grave is there to prove that the word is now here to prove my Savior lives. Somebody say he lives. He lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because my Jesus lives, all fear is gone. And another songwriter picked it up on it, and he wrote, he said, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin, yep, it left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, and my lips shall still repeat. Tell him thank you. Oh, what a friend, what a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. And all our sins and grief he will bear. Take everything, everything. Speak everything. Speak the word to him in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the 62nd verse, Jesus said, then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? And in our text, 63rd verse, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. Speak the words of God and speak life. Is there one? Hallelujah. We prayed the prayer just a few minutes ago, and if you join us in that, you'll say, you still have another opportunity. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my mind, body, and soul. I accept you. I believe that you're the Son of God. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Well, listen to me now. I have something I want to say. Listen to me carefully. You know, a few Sundays back, I thank the NFI Radio Gospel Network for opening their airways to True Community Church for the last 4 years. It started when everything in person was shut down because of a pandemic. The NFI Radio was a blessing, and we thank God for it. It was to be temporary, and neither of us knew exactly how long it would continue. The time has come now when we're ready to go to the next chapter of True Community Church. We will be announcing very soon what's next. And as I said before in a previous broadcast, I hope you didn't take these 200 plus sermons on the NFI for granted. And I pray you applied at least some of them to your daily life somewhere along the way. So therefore, True Community Church want to thank the NFI Gospel Network. And we encourage our listeners to continue to listen to the NFI Radio 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. NFI Radio is now part of our history at True Community Church. and to God be all the glory. Amen. Now may God continue to bless you. May God continue to bless you, all of you near and far, and a special thanks to all of you for your continued support, tuning in every Sunday. And some of you never missed a Sunday during the whole 4 years. Amen. Now write to us. Write to us if you want to give. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. And at True Community Church, we don't seek tricky ways to get the money out of you. We seek ways and we pray to get money into you. We speak spiritual ways to get the word out to the people, and the money will come. God counts wealth by the number of souls, not how much money you got in your pocket. He counts it by the number that are saved. And our job is to use money to get souls and to win souls for the kingdom. Tell him thank you. So write to us, True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Silver City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. Or go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Now remember, read Psalm 91 every day for your blessing and protection. Now let me pray over you for the benediction. May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. The Lord bless you, bless us, and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Will. Forgive us.
my hope. All of my hope is given up. Well, look, those of you, I know some of you are probably a little bit surprised, just like I am. And, you know, we certainly definitely cannot leave without thanking Pastor Wilson for his time and effort, the words that he has brought forth to so many people being blessed by this man of God. And he feels, I feel just like he's right here, a part of us. He's been with us so long that it's going to seem a little strange not hearing his voice. And I remember when Pastor started, and I shared with Pastor, I said, Pastor, you know, there are a lot of people are looking forward for communion on the first of each month. And many of you, I know you always look forward for that, and just like I did. But you can still go forward with communion the first of every month. Now, for more information with Pastor Wilson, you can go to his website. That's True Community Church. And you'll get all the information there that if you want to contact him. And many of you have been blessed in so many ways. I don't know, but you probably have a testimony to share, to let others know just how you truly been blessed by this man of God. I know I have been blessed, and I know that he have brought forth the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. And one of the great things about Pastor Wilson took time out and he would teach you the word of God. Not only just preach, but he would teach you the word of God and broke it down where you got a great understanding and him revealing the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as a part of this network, because God is the pilot, I'm just the passenger. But as a part of this network, I want to personally thank Pastor Wilson for all that he's done and for all of you that's been tuning in each and every week. There have been people that are no longer with us that was living during the time when Pastor Wilson first came forward, no longer with us. And they were truly blessed that they were able to call in and listen to this man of God, bring forth the word of God at their home, lying on their bed of affliction, couldn't get out. But they were able to call in and listen at this man of God. Now, if this man of God had been a blessing to you, just like he have me, send him a message. Go to his website. Let him know how much you really appreciated this man of God. You can at least go to the website and leave a comment to let him know and just tell him thank you. But before I leave today, and this is a very special day for me because, wow, I don't know. I don't have words to even say really how I feel, but I can say this. I want to just pray over the time that Pastor started and the time that he's leaving and as he moved forward and what God is directing him to go forward to do. I just want to leave with a word of prayer that he be covered as he moved forward in the name of Jesus from the NFI team. So if you will allow me to pray and believe God for what God is directing Pastor Wilson to go forward for on this day. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, true and wise, mighty and power, sovereign, loving and kind God, we surrender all to you and thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for another opportunity you allowed us to see on this day. Lord, in our time that we have come forward to listen to Pastor Wilson over this airways and the word that he had shared and have touched our hearts in our spirit man, God. Lord, let it continue to marinate upon us that we can come in agreement with him in the direction that you're sending him for in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak blessings over his life. We speak increase. We speak prosperity, and we speak miracles upon his life, Lord. Send forth your people, God, that is going to be a blessing in his life. Lord, he needs help. And we know all of our help comes from you. So, God, we ask you to send him forth the help that he needs. Those that are going to be faithful, not just for a little while, but they're going to be faithful. Not just for a few things, but for many things to come. Because that's the kind of God you are. God, you are God that take us from the low end to the high end. And God, I believe you're taking him to the high end right now, God, because of his faithfulness and because of his obedience and because of what you're about to birth into him, they will see that it was nobody but Jesus. We thank you, God, for the time that he sent forth, his effort, his studying that he took time out, and when he could have been doing other things, but he recognized that there were people needed the word of God, that it will fulfill them and enlighten them with a greater understanding. And we thank you for him, oh God. God, we ask right now, God, that even now, those that are just praying that God, that you will continue with blessing, God. God, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to them right now. Whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to them concerning Pastor Wilson, Lord, let them not be slothful about doing what you have shared for them to do for this man of God. So today we speak blessings over his life. We speak blessings over anything that he touched. We speak miracles beginning to manifest in the presence on this day and the days to come ahead. We give you all of the praise, all of the glory. We thank you for True Community Church. We thank you for those that's a member and a part of this man's life. Lord, we ask that you watch over and breathe over and protect him from the wiles of the enemy, that he be directed in the right path, that you've given him the direction to go forward, that he's covered under the blood from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, that he shall have peace, joy, love in his heart as he moves forward for your glory. We thank you. Thank you, God. We give you all of the praise for his time to share forth your word for the time that he was with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Wilson. We thank all of you for joining this man of God each and every week as he has been right here with us for the years that he has been not only a pastor and a preacher, but a servant of the Lord. I'm full, and this is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice with Pastor Wilson as he continues to be obedient and move forward for greater things to come. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard where Pastor Wilson is going to go. To God be the glory.
In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up. I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
Hallelujah.
Worthy is He.
ago. He's worthy. Somebody know he is.
Worthy.
You ought to just think about it sometime. He's worthy. Every now and then, you ought to let your mind go back to just how good God meant to you.
So
can I get a witness here? Sometimes, when I could see my way, he made a way,
worthy.
And he's so worthy. I tell him sometimes, you've been my mother when mother was gone. And you are so worthy.
Worthy.
I think about it. Just one lifetime of loving you, Jesus.
So
wouldn't be long.
Worthy.
Enough. Oh, yeah. He been good to me. He brought me. He told me. God ain't never left me. He's just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here. Have you been good to me? I lift up my hand and I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus.
Put your hands together. It's the last song of the night and we out of here.
mistreat me. No, no, no. Just as long as I've got Jesus, I've got all I need.
Y'all bring that up again. I want y'all to say the way we used to say it.
Y'all just say,
y'all know that the greatest thing that you can ever do in your life, and that is give God your heart. How many of y'all believe that? We pray God's blessing. There are a lot of folks looking for love, and they're looking in the wrong places. But if you're looking for love, then open up your Bible to John 3:16, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I wonder tonight, is there anybody here that know God will give you everlasting life? How many of y'all excited about what God is doing here tonight? How many of y'all excited about what he's doing? Well, just look at the neighbor and say, I found love.
Might be. In his presence is where I be. Don't take my God's blessings lightly. Me and 88 slaying, and we putting faith into action every day. Morning, noon, night, okay, to make the only entryway to the pearly gates. If you can relate, let me hear you say.